When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The race is on for the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby, taking place on May 4th. And did you know that the Derby is the longest continuously running sporting event in America that has survived wars, weather, bankruptcy, and a global pandemic? I'm so excited to be attending the Derby and the Oaks at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. I've got my dress and my hats picked out and ready to go. One of my favorite places to go when I'm at Churchill Downs is the Kentucky Derby Museum, which is right there on the grounds where the horses race and win the roses. This year, the museum is excited to share countless Derby stories that cover 150 years of their history, fashion, traditions, food, famous horses, trainers, jockeys. So to get us ready for the big event, I've asked Katrina Helmer, she is the Director of Communications, to come on the podcast to cover how they will celebrate this momentous occasion and get us ready for the most exciting 2 minutes of sports. So Katrina, welcome to the Janice Dean Podcast. I'm so excited for the 150th Run of the Roses. How about you?
This is a big year and we are definitely excited as well.
Tell me about your role with the museum. I know that you've been with them for some time, but you had a promotion recently.
Yes, right after last Derby, Derby 149, I was promoted into the Director of Communications role. So this is the space where we're talking all of the incredible storylines for Derby. We get to talk about history. We get to show off the museum and really bring Louisville's legacy of the Kentucky Derby to life. So it has just been such a pleasure stepping into this role. I used to be a reporter here in Louisville, and I always loved reporting on Derby. And so it's been an absolute dream coming into this job and being able to do this full time.
Then you know what it's like to be out there on the, you know, the day of the race, certainly, but leading up to it as well. I love that the museum is right at Churchill Downs.
It's incredible being right there on the track because I always felt it before coming to the museum, and I definitely feel it now. There's just a different energy, and I'm sure you felt that on the backside and on the set and Derby Day. You can just feel it in the air. There's so much anticipation and excitement, and you feel like you're a part of something that's bigger than one moment or one race. So being able to show that off at the museum every single day so that every guest walking through the doors can just be immersed in that Derby magic, it's just something incredibly special.
I love it. And how does it work? I mean, if you come for the day, can you go to the museum or do you have to get separate tickets?
So if you're coming throughout Derby week, we have kind of a different schedule lined up. So if you go to our website, you can figure out kind of when the different tours are. If you want to head to the backside, you want to do something a little more exclusive and special. If you want to be on the rail, down on the front, we have so many different tour options. And what I love is that our guides are so passionate. So when you're down there on the rail at 7 a.m. and you're watching these Derby contenders and Oaks contenders race in front of you, being able to have that tour guide with you that explains, you know, what is that person doing on the horse? Or what does it mean when they do this? Or what is your favorite Derby story? That's what really gets you excited and connected. And if you know nothing about horse racing at all, being able to kind of tap into that passion, I think is something really, really unique.
When did the museum be part of the track, or has it always been there?
For decades, the Churchill Downs, the track, has had some sort of an archive. They were, over time, collecting pieces of memorabilia, But the museum itself, the nonprofit that we are today, was started in 1985. So we're about to turn 40 years old next year. We're really excited for our big celebration turning 40. But the museum itself, as an entity and being a nonprofit right here at the track, has just evolved over time. We started with a small museum and getting that first collection over from Churchill Downs to being able to, over time, build up to having 10,000 artifacts and objects that are being preserved by our team of curators and historians. And so they're really doing incredible work to document 150 years of history. And that taps into horse racing, that taps into Louisville and Kentucky history. And it really just shows off how much broader this is as a museum than, one moment.
And how do you summarize 150 years?
Oh gosh, that's the question of the season. For me, summarizing 150 years of the Kentucky Derby, you have to tap into those traditions and those moments that haven't changed for 150 years. So when we look at the track itself, that dirt that's there is the same dirt that was there 150 years ago. And being able to see how the track has built up around that and how Louisville has been built up around that, then you get into the traditions that we recognize today of the pageantry, the fashion, the mint juleps, the lilies. I think that shows the longevity of this. From our humble first race that we weren't sure if it was ever going to take off, to now having a horse race in Louisville, Kentucky that is world renowned. And you talk to any horse racing fanatic and they say, I need to win the Kentucky Derby. So it's such an honor to be able to carry that through. And if you look at 150 years, I think we have to tap back into that tradition that makes this so special.
And consecutive 150 years, that's what sort of separates it from everything else.
Exactly. I think it's so incredible to be able to have a sporting event that has lasted the test of time. And yes, we've had a few years where the race has been postponed slightly, but it's still run every single year. And I think that just goes to show, the tradition has caught on, and Louisville definitely loves to celebrate, and especially in the spring. And this is that moment where the city says, no, we're not letting this go. We're going to have a Kentucky Derby every single year.
I love the fashion. You have a whole room kind of dedicated to the hats and what people have worn over the years.
Yes, we do. And we're actually, for this year, rebuilding a brand new fashion exhibit, which I'm incredibly excited about. We wanted to make sure we did that for the 150th. So what our curator has been doing is collecting over the year, really, different iconic pieces that show off how fashion has changed over time. Because if you think of the Derby here, you think it is my moment to see and be seen. And that started from the very first one, 150 years ago. There was this moment where they said, European horse racing, everyone shows up and shows out. And we want to bring that to Louisville. We think we can do that here. And so there was an entire movement with the very first derbies of, hey, this is where you come to show off. It's not just a standard horse race. So that has carried all the way through. And being able to put that together in this exhibit, I think, is really special because they're showing you how fashion has evolved and how it's evolved with American history. And so we're talking fashion from Millionaire's Row to the infield, because that is a world in and of itself when we think of kind of the wacky, fun, and crazy fashion that's out there.
I love that. That's going to be one of my favorite places to go. Stay right there. We'll have more of this story coming up.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Derbies that we remember the most, what comes to your mind?
When I think of those iconic moments, I think you have to go to either the long shots or the triple crown winners. We have an exhibit that was brand new as of last year, dedicated to Secretariat because that was his 50th anniversary of his triple crown win last year. If you don't know a lot about horse racing, potentially you've heard the name Secretariat. So I think that is an iconic moment, definitely, in Derby history. But those long shots, when you're going in to place your bet, there's always that moment where you think, okay, I'll follow what everyone else is thinking for, you know, the best bet. But you just never know who's going to come up from the very back and win the race. So this year, we also put together a mini exhibit on the five longest shots to ever win the Kentucky Derby. And we have some really beautiful artifacts in there from these teams. So for Rich Strike, one of the most recent long shots to win, his Garland of Roses is encased in the exhibit. And it's just beautiful to be able to learn about. You always want to root for the underdog. So I think when you look at some of those shining moments, it's those long shots and then those horses where you think, oh my gosh, they won that triple crown all the way through. And those really stick out to me.
Mm-hmm. What about the artifacts that you guys, you know, meticulously keep, you know, for posterity?
What I think is really special is that we have artifacts dating all the way back to 1875 and predating 1875. So you think about Meriwether Lewis Clark Jr. and the documentation and trying to build up the track. There's not a lot of photos. There definitely isn't video from 1875. So being able to see those objects and see tangible pieces of history that then connects you to something that we can't really visualize that easy, I think is really special. And some of our oldest artifacts are in an exhibit on the first floor called Black Heritage and Racing. And it documents the incredible and continued impact that Black jockeys, Black horsemen have made on the Kentucky Derby. And the very first jockey to win the Derby was a Black jockey, and being able to see, you know, the boots that his horse Aristides had in 1875, then you feel a connection to 150 years ago. Whereas the only image of Aristides, the only image of these jockeys and horsemen we have are sometimes, you know, pictures or line drawings. So I think that's really special, is that we have the honor of being able to take care of some of these very precious pieces of history. And it's such an honor to be able to share that with the world. Mm.
What does the track look like? I know there's been some construction.
There is a lot of construction, and we are so excited for it to be done. I know everyone is just on the edge of their seat right now. One thing that's been really interesting is to go back over 150 years of how the architecture has changed. So the paddock is going to look insanely different than what it was before. It's going to be a lot more open, and the view of those spires as soon as you walk into the gates is really going to be first and foremost. So you kind of get that awe-inspiring moment as you walk in. And I think that has been really interesting to see how, you know, over time, as the track has grown, the paddock has had to move. For the very first race in 1875, the grandstand was actually on the other side of the track.
Hmm.
And which not a lot of people know, but, you know, after those first few races and people realized that the sun was directly in their eyes and you're getting some smells walking down from the barns, they thought, oh, you know what, we should probably move the grandstand. So 20 years later, they moved the grandstand to the other side, and that's when we have the iconic Twin Spires, and that's how we have this historic landmark now, and being able to build up around it. So seeing how things have changed and evolved in order to, I mean, maintain the facility, but also maintain and keep up with the interest and the intrigue of more and more people coming. I think this year will be really special, that more people walking in will immediately be able to see a piece of history with those twin spires. So for us at the museum, we're really excited about that.
Any sneak peeks on new exhibits that people might see for the special year?
Yes. So one exhibit we haven't talked about is Riders Up. That's one of our all-time favorite exhibits. It's a jockey simulator. So you come in and you ride a horse, and it feels like you're riding through a race at Churchill Downs. Well, we really haven't updated the technology in probably the last 10 years. And we thought, you know what, this is time for us to go ahead and invest $1 million in this exhibit. Let's bring it up to the 21st century. Let's give people that truly immersive experience. And kids love all the video games. So we knew we had a tough road ahead of us to make sure that this met the standard of everyone. But we just opened it up in April. It is completely different now. We have 5 horses that you can ride. There's motion in the platforms, so it feels like you're riding through a race. And then with the screens, there's a big screen in front of you. Of course, we wanted to make it fun, but we also wanted to throw in some history and education moments in there. So each time you ride and play this game, the race will be different. So you could be riding in 1875 and the track will look like it's 1875. You could be riding in the 20s or the 80s, and you'll see the fashion change. You'll see how the structures have changed, going from not having a starting gate to having a starting gate. Even the weather will change when you play this game. So it's different every single time. And we just absolutely love that we've been able to evolve and build up the museum exhibit in this way, that there isn't a game or an exhibit like this at a racetrack in the world right now. And we're incredibly excited for people to come and enjoy it throughout the year.
That's amazing. That sounds incredible. I did experience that exhibit a few years back, but I can't wait to see the update. And let's talk about the schools. I mean, the museum helps with education, and you contribute to art programs throughout the horsing world. Tell me about that.
We're so proud of our education team. They have just crushed records this year with how many students and schools they've been able to impact. So in the months of January and February and March, we actually open up the museum to free field trips. And they book out solid through those months, because we want to make sure that schools of all counties, that the museum is accessible to them without having to pay anything to bring their students here and learn about something that is part of Kentucky's legacy. Throughout the rest of the year, the education team is also going out to counties far across Kentucky and into southern Indiana to bring these educational moments to those schools that maybe can't come to the museum. They've also started a virtual lesson program. So through the 2 weeks of Derby, our education team is actually going out into schools here around Louisville and throwing Kentucky Derby parties with them. But they're also then logging on and doing virtual classroom tours with schools in from Florida to California, and teaching them about horse racing and the Kentucky Derby, but tying in math and science and history into that. So it's just been incredible how innovative they are. And we love that we get to see students come through and interact with a museum potentially for the first time and be able to touch and play and experience and have a lasting memory from that. I mean, a lot of adults that still come into the museum today, they say, oh my gosh, the last time I was here, it's so different, was on a field trip. So we're part of a lot of people's memories and history of Louisville, and that's really special to us.
I love it. I think it's a beautiful museum. I can't wait to see what you've done for the big 150. Katrina, exciting stuff. How can people find out more? Can they, are tours still available, you know, leading up towards the race?
Yes, we do still have some tours available. So I'd recommend anyone go to derbymuseum.org and you can log on there. You can see what tours we have. A lot of the barn and backside tours that kind of take you in and around and through the barns, and you get to watch from the rail on the backside, and then a lot of the tours from the front side along the rail, those do fill up pretty quickly. So I recommend if you're coming into town and you're trying to find something to do for Derby Week, definitely go to our website and check that out. But if you're also planning a trip through the summer, because here we believe it's Derby every single day, then that's still the perfect website for you to go to and figure out what is the best tour to fit you.
I love it. It's a bucket list I've experienced many times, and I can't wait to see you in the next weeks coming up. Katrina Helmer, thank you. I know it's busy. I appreciate your time. And happy Derby.
Yes. Cheers to Derby 150. We're so excited to see you again.
Thanks again to Katrina for coming on today to get us ready for a very exciting week at the Kentucky Derby. And by the way, we've also got many wonderful things in store for you while I'm in Louisville to help in the celebration. We will definitely be heading to the Kentucky Derby Museum to bring you the latest in all things Derby, so you're not going to miss that. And if you would like more information about the Derby Museum and some of the upcoming events, or you're thinking about a bucket list trip to Louisville in the future, by all means, stop by their website, which is derbymuseum.org, and don't forget to watch all of the coverage on Fox and Friends. Thank you to all of my listeners. If you have someone you think should make the Dean's List, let me know at Janice Dean on Twitter or Janice Dean FNC on Instagram, or you can rate this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.